Patient name, first name Riley, spelled R-Y-L-E-E, last name Gregston, G-R-E-G-S-T-O-N. Date of birth, 8/24/11. Date of service, 4/6/22. This is a 10-year-old female patient brought in by her mom today with complaining of right arm pain and right ankle pain. The right arm pain at her elbow seems to come and go. She's had that off and on for 2 or 3 days. The right ankle pain, she states, has been going on for a month. States originally began when they were doing sprinting, running, in basketball practice. This patient is very, very active. She also tells me that she rides her dirt bike at her property as well. At times, it seems to be a little bit more bothersome than others. Most recently, 3 days ago, she went to a trampoline park and was enjoying herself on the trampoline, and she noticed that it began to bother her slightly at that point as well. Mom was concerned and wanted her to be evaluated here today. Period. New paragraph. She's not taking any medications for relief of any symptom. Period. New paragraph. This patient furthermore denies any trauma or injury to the arm or the right ankle. Period. New paragraph. And in viewing the patient's ability to walk, she walks without any incident. There is no limp. She is actually able to do a semi-type jog in the exam room here with me again today without any grimacing or without any indication of pain. Period. New paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, current medications, Strattera and Clonidine, medical history, ADHD, surgical history negative, social history negative for any smoking, drugs, alcohol, secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. Labs, none. X-rays, I feel that there was not need for any X-ray done today. She has sustained no injury. She is walking normally and complains of no pain while movement of any limb. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur. Lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, examination of the left arm. Correction, the right arm, it is symmetric to the left arm. There is no bruising, no ecchymosis, no edema. She maintains full range of motion without any pain. Period, new paragraph, examination of the right ankle. Symmetrical to the left ankle, she has full range of motion laterally, medially, and superior, as well as a good plantar flex as well. Period, new paragraph. Through these range of motion exercises, there was no indication of any discomfort. Period, new paragraph. Once again, no swelling, no ecchymosis, no bruising, maintains full range of motion. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Possible muscle strain, very mild right ankle sprain. Patient will limit her activities for the next 2 weeks. There is to be no gym class, no trampoline play, no riding her dirt bike, no running, no sprinting, no jogging, period, new paragraph. She will do this for 2 weeks by way of medication. We will give her a supply of prescription of Motrin, 100 per 5 ml, 10 ml, 3 times daily as needed. Mom will assist in monitoring symptoms. They will return to clinic in 2 weeks if not improved.